This is JFM Podcast.
Every day, political stories fill our air.
In the national chairman of the police community relations.
From the regular.
It is time for us to unite and move the step forward.
To the absurd.
The Senate President has sent prayers to your mailbox.
News headlines get us talking. For every story that makes the headlines, you need experts and analysts.
The complaint basically is they'll say motivation. I mean, the pay is not good.
Yeah, motivation and even.
The moral and then we don't produce, we consume. You see, the social investment program was almost like a charity funding. Did it reach the poorest of the poor? And in what form? You borrowed and dashed people money. Dashed.
Every weekday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., join Ponsa Fanab and Gilbert Joseph on Nigeria at Sunset as they dissect trending political and social issues, bringing light to darkness and voices to silence.
Because as I am now, I'm a very confused man. Because whether to go to left or go to right.
Hello there, very good evening to you and welcome to the program Nigeria at Sunset on J101.9 here in Jos. My name is Ponsak Fanab. Today is 19th of February 2024. Indeed, it has been a good day. It has been a good weekend. Gilbert, happy new beginning. Well, let me go Comrade the path of Comrade Steve Aluko. A happy new beginning to you.
Thank you, Ponsak.
Yeah.
Happy new beginning to you.
Of course, yeah.
And to all Nigerians
of
good faith.
Yeah.
Welcome to another edition of the program, Nigeria at Sunset. I hope, Ponsak, that your weekend was as it should be, and it was graceful indeed.
Yeah. I mean, the weekend was very good. I was sharing with you the things that I did, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to say it out loud, you know. I did some really experimental things, you know, especially as it involved money. And I want some.
And the quest some. For more money.
Of course. You know, let me ask you this question, Gilbert, and you have to be very honest.
Okay.
If not for the pursuit of money, do you think life will be meaningful? If you take away making money from life, will life be meaningful?
Ponsak, what sort of response do you want to elicit?
No, because, the general overseer of Redeem said that that other people from other denomination will come and borrow from. So it just clearly shows that, you know, it's money. I mean, if you're not chasing money, if you're not doing anything to, and you don't come at me with, you know, this spiritual, no, well... if you don't have money, they are not going to give you front row in the church if you go and to pray. Part of the reason why I love Islam, because in the mosques, I mean, the Prophet, peace be upon him, he said shoulder to shoulder, except for some Nigerian mosques that if you are rich, then they will give you the front row, you know, to pray with your guys. But you see, if you are rich here, the front row is, you know, is for you. And then... the pastor, you know, has to control what he says, because there's going to be drastic drop in the tithe and all the offering if he offends mistakenly. I mean, it's just the reality of our society. At times, if I sit back and look at, you know, our society and look at the things that some of the things that I was having a conversation, Gilbert, with someone. She's a lady, very she's more educated than I am, you know. We're talking about, you know, faith. We're talking about religion. We're talking about different. I told her that I'm a Christian, and me, my kind of Christianity is Jesus has asked me to love, you know, to be kind, be nice. Anything else out of that, I want to, and I don't want to hear, because I believe that it's just going to lead me to perdition. But I believe that Jesus has taught me how to be a good and decent human being, and that is what I want to do. I don't want to give me the eyes like God. No, no, no. my own eyes is enough. You know, just, you know, I mean, when it comes to faith, I'm childlike. You know, I'm childlike. You know, I don't bother myself with the complex, you know, thinking that you are special before God. Nobody's special. We're all special before God. But you can't single yourself out to say, no, you think of yourself more special. Then that is where the problem is. Well, Gilbert, let me not... sermonize.
Yeah, but has anyone wished you, for example, that you'd be first among your equals? Has anyone prayed for you and all that?
Well, it doesn't happen. I mean, I like to be mathematical. If you say first among my equals, I have some equals that are outside of this country and they drive a Toyota 2021. You know, they live in a home that they pay $1,450 per month, you know. And I struggle to pay my rent that is not up to even $150 per annum. What stories have you followed, Gilbert?
There are many stories, Bonsang, from the good, the bad, and the ugly. But first, we have to wish Osama Akpunonu a very gracious birthday. He's one person that I know speaks the minds of many Nigerians, and of course you know this because firsthand he's someone we've interacted with both on and off the job, and he deserves, you know, everything, the good things of life and all of the necessary graces that he requires to push on, you know, with everything that he does that can be quantified as good. Upon Sag, but two other stories, of course.
Yeah, well, let's wish Osama is someone that, you know, I've known him from afar for many years, you know.
And then you came up close.
And he has been, I do not know, but I know people who know Osama, you know, very, very well. In fact, one of my friends, you know, was telling me that he brought Osama to Jos. And then when I came to the office, I met him. I said, somebody did talk, say, Nahin Kari, come Jos. And he said, who be that? You know, I told him the name of the person. He said, not true. You know how, you know, not true, you know. And I was, when I heard that, I said, look, everybody has, you know, a starting point. Well, Sam has done, you know, well for himself, especially when it comes to comedy. You know, he has made people laugh for many, many years, you know.
Is it just comedy? Because I see him a lot of the time push young creatives, be them musicians, whatever it is that you can think of, you know. Like I've seen him interacted with people, and I've seen him, you know, I've seen people say, look, I just got off a conversation with Osama, and I left with this lesson and all that. Yeah. So,
the entertainment industry. If we're like in developed societies, I mean, people will say, the government will say today is Osama Day, you know. Maybe today is Cyril's Day because his government name is. But if they say Osama, we are going to think that it's Bin Laden, you know, we're talking about. But happy birthday to you, Osama. Well, Gilbert, I think on a very sad note, that's what we're going to discuss. But I spoke to the late Honorable Silvanus Namang last week.
You shared that with me.
Yeah, I asked him, the guest that we had, you know, sometime last week, I asked that, you know, can he recommend someone that, you know, can come on the program? And he was very happy. He said he is not in town, but he's going to call me back. And he did call me back. But unfortunately, he told me that the person, you know, that he spoke with, you know, is not in town. And then he gave me another option, and then, you know, I had that option just for me to, you know, surfing through the internet yesterday. I think it was afternoon or late morning, and then I saw the very unfortunate news that he was gone down. I mean, that is a very painful way to go, to depart. But what can we say? There are a lot of questions that we don't have answers to. And I think that we should accept it in humility and good faith that, look, it's not everything that we should know as human beings, but this is very, very sad. And I'm so thankful that I've not seen anybody, you know, politicize the untimely demands of the late Silvanus Namang. You know, people, you know, across different political parties have offered, you know, their condolences, you know, even the executive governor of the state, you know, Barrister Mutfwang.
As well as the former governor of the state, Jonah David Jam.
Yeah, everybody has extended, you know, his condolence. You know, it's something, and for me, for it to happen in Pangshin, you know, it's, Pangshin is a very peaceful. I mean, I always say that indeed the whole of Plateau, there's no place in Plateau that you say this place is known for this, you know,
notoriety.
Yeah, crime. But I don't know, Gilbert. There are a lot of things that I would say that I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking, Ponsak. And for someone of that stature, you know, to die in the manner that he died, leaves a lot of questions for answers. Even though, you know, in your submissions you said there are things we can't question God. But in the part of authorities, because we do have a government here on earth, so we've got to ask questions and even demand for the most hidden of answers. And for me, the biggest worry is the quest for justice for the late Silvanus Namang. Because it's not, and it should not be that, you know, after his death, that's the last we'd hear of it. And after the rhetorics and all of the eulogies and all of the, you know, condolence messages and all the statements we have witnessed, nothing else gets to happen. We need to see these perpetrators brought in truth to book, not just the normal book that we continue to hear in statements and even in, you know, the manner of messages that we receive from the presidency and all of the other authorities that we have in the land. There should be somebody arrested. There should be somebody who is able to give a clue as to where the planning or the plan for this sort of unthinkable human disaster was orchestrated at first before they began to move, how they tracked him, and the reasons behind everything that they did. Perhaps that would give us a clue to why other things are happening of this manner. Otherwise, I don't think that all the, you know, the prayers and all the greetings, like I said, the condolences would just be enough for a man of this repute. I mean, he just committed no crime. His only offense was that he moved into a mall to purchase a few items that he probably needed for the evening or for the morning, as the case might be. So it's quite worrisome and shocking at the same time that sort of thing would just happen out of the blues. And may his soul rest in peace.
Amen. Well, a lot of people have been protesting from different across the country, you know, the high cost of living. I spoke with a friend today, and the friend told me that as we were talking, you know, on phone, that there was an ongoing protest, you know, in a part of Abuja over the high cost of living. You know, it's something that is gaining momentum, you know, by the day. People are coming out to express their anger, their anguish, and their frustration, you know, that things are not easy and they are not breaking even, you know, in life. And, well, let's play this insert. The APC national youth leader, take a listen to what he said. I mean, the palliatives, he said that the federal government shouldn't give the governors, because the governors will hold it instead of giving it to the people. They will instead use it, you know, for their campaign. I mean, same thing that happened, Gilbert, during
the COVID-19 palliatives.
Yeah.
I think the gentleman has said some truth, Ponsak, because he did not say the federal government should not give it to some governors.
Yeah.
Don't give it to the governors.
Yeah.
So I think I agree with him. And to be fair with him, he was right.
Let's play the insert. When we come back, we have a guest. The show will continue. Stay here.
Yeah, thank you for having me again. The solution is already started. The measures is already started, because as I said earlier, there was a scarcity of the food in the country, and that is the thing that makes the thing to be harder for the Nigerians. We are over 200 million people in this country, and the demand of the food is less than the production of the food. We advise the government, it's our government, we advise them for investing more in agriculture in, for the productivity, for introducing modern farming, for create more jobs, infrastructures, and so on. And the solution is common, advocately. He already keeping party politics aside. I join him. We are not longer a partisan. Let us face the reality as the Nigerian young people. The heat is not only party people that are, it is not only Labour Party that are taking the heat. We are all taking the heat. That is the reality. And for we are always together with the masses. I'm from grassroots politician. I'm always together with the masses at the grassroots. I feel the pain when the hardship was there. And the solution is common. As I said, it's common. Now, since there was his scarcity, I want to even commend the president for give an order of release 42,000 metric ton of maize and 60,000 metric ton of rice. But I want to advise the president again not to release those food items like that. Let them create a strong task force that will monitor those food. Make sure the food reach to the needful people. Because in this country we are, it's more easier some governors to hide that food against 2027 general election. It's nothing new. They will hide the food and they use it for their campaign.
Well, glad you're still here. The program is Nigeria at Sunset on J101.9 here in Jos. My name is Ponsak Fanam.
My name is Gilbert Joseph.
We have the the State Publicity Secretary of the People's Democratic Party, that is Honorable John Akant, KSM. Good evening and thank you for coming. Well, I know as a devout Catholic, maybe you are observing Lent, so happy Lent, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, Ponsand, and good evening, Gilbert. Thanks for having me once again, and good evening, listeners at home.
Yeah, I know that this is not the... But by the way, congratulations on your appointment. The state governor appointed you as the special advisor on inter-party relations. Will you like to respond on that?
Yeah, thank you so much. With great honor, and I appreciate the appointment offered to me by His Excellency to serve the state in that capacity and then to be part of the success and then to be part of those who redeem the state and then to bring back the glory of Plateau State. And I'm really honored to do that, and I'll do my best, and then by the grace of God, we shall succeed together.
Yeah, well.
Let me first and foremost wish my brothers, and then particularly the Catholics who are observing Lent. We're in the Lenten season now, and you know, Lent is a moment of sober reflection. We reflect back on our spiritual lives, and then we turn back to God. And it's a period in which we commemorate the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I wish each and every one of us a fruitful and a spirit-filled Lenten season. Thank you.
All right, well, I must begin this way. I accept our deepest condolences over the untimely demise of the late Honorable Silvanus Namwang. Your colleague, was the State Publicity Secretary of the All Progressives Congress.
Your direct opposite colleague.
Of course. Talk to us, you know, your reaction when you heard of the unfortunate news.
Very tragic and very unfortunate. And I couldn't believe it when I was told yesterday immediately I was out of the mast around 12 noon when I was told, and I couldn't believe it. But unfortunately, it was a sad reality that it truly happened. And it is sad that a man who have contributed so much to the growth of the state, not only Plateau State, Nigeria as a whole, will be killed in that manner. He's an asset. He has contributed his part to this country and to the state. He's still doing that. He's still strong doing that. But unfortunately, we find ourselves in a situation where criminals are everywhere. But Salvador's mandate is really a shocker to us. Very unfortunate. I can tell you that he is an elder brother to me. Even though we were, you know, my political opponent, but certainly he was not my enemy. But just my political opponent.
I would like to, from different ideas
of the political game.
I would like to talk about the kind of relationship that you have, because a lot of times people confuse it as if you are loggerheads with that one
is
another.
That is what I am saying. He was really not my enemy, of course, but he was my political opponent. You know, political opponent is different from enmity. I have never held Sylvanus Namang to an enmity position. It will interest you. It will interest you to know that we used to exchange calls. I used to call him at times. I said, look, you wrote something against the party, and I replied, and you still replied again. Jonda replied, no problem, we shall continue. But meanwhile, you are in government. I think you need to buy me a fish. Mm-hmm. And he graciously agreed. We used to meet in the evening in a particular place close to my house. He used to come once he's free. He used to come by. We discussed. But that is the unfortunate incident. When you see us, you don't believe that, you will not believe that we are the ones exchanging such, political statements, so to say. But he is a gentleman. And then, like I said, when his daughter got married, I was there, I went there. We met in one wedding. I stood up to go and greet him. When he saw me, he stood up also and then received my greetings warmly. He has been a great man, but it's unfortunate that leaders will be killed in that manner. Very unfortunate, very sad.
Quite unfortunate.
Nigeria, we have a long way to go in this country in terms of security. We have a long way to go. So with his death, it is very clear that all of us are vulnerable to these idiots who are parading them, whether kidnappers or whatever. Mm. We are not supposed to, as Nigerians, we are not supposed to be treated this way. I think our security agencies should be up and doing, and do more. You know what we fail as a country is the intelligence of the security. But I read a statement issued by the Commissioner of Police that they are on top of the situation to arrest the perpetrators, and then that will be fine, and that will be a welcome development, so that at least it will serve as a deterrent to any person thinking that way, because kidnappers and criminals are on the rampage on the streets in our state, and not only Plateau State, all over. And they are coming, I want to believe that they are coming from neighboring states, because Plateau is within the center of the country. So I extend my heartfelt condolences to the family. They are not alone. Our hearts are with them in prayers. And I pray that God Almighty, we grant him internal rest.
Amen.
Thank you.
Honorable, let's look at something that perhaps to many might sound shocking. The National Secretary of the APC, Festus Fonter, while speaking on this incident, on the SAT incident, said before his death he had received almost 20 threats, some of which he reported to the security agencies. That was before his unfortunate death in the manner that Help us to understand some of the dangers that politicians are exposed to. And for such a man that you have held in very glorious terms, what could have been the reason behind some of these things?
Well, I may not understand. I may not know the threats he might have received. I may not know, because he has never shared that with me. But I do know that if a person receives such a threat, that it is the responsibility of the security, if he reports to the security agencies, to take action. So I don't know whether he has done that, but I'm not aware. But of course, in politics, there is something that you can know. Some of us have gone through so many. We are going through so many. We have gone through so many. So it is only God that is keeping us, like I said. But I have never shared, or he has never shared that with me. I think the last time we spoke, I was looking at it from the angle of friendship. You know, I even jokingly told him that, you know, you were in government at that time. You bought me fish. It is my turn now. So we form government. So I think it's my turn now to also take you out. You know, casual, we were discussing that friend in a very fraternic mood, and then, but I never knew he had such threat. But if such threats are true, but he ought to have gone to police to report that to police. And if he has done that, then the police will pick it up from there, and then do their investigation. If whether the death is related to that threat is what led to his death, the police will unravel the situation. And I pray that police will do that, and then at the end of it, the perpetrators will be brought to book.
On a larger scale, widely now, even to the national stage, this highlights, obviously, the security threats that this country, you know, is facing, the insecurity problem the country is faced with. Help us to talk about, you know, the general thing. The debate about state policing, of course, has taken center stage again. You know, does this really force the need for Nigeria to implement state policing to curb some of these challenges? Look at, like Ponsak said earlier, a place like Pangshin local government is where this happened. You know,
very unfortunate, and like that popular place in Pangshin, that place has become, there is no any, leader within. If you go to Pangshin, that place is like, you must stop over to buy one or two things there. You know, if it is cold drink, if whatever water, wine, you get it there in that place. And that place is just like, traditionally a stop over to sons and daughters from, I'm not from Pangshin, but I'm from Central Zone. Even if we go for a Central Zone meeting, that place used to be a spot for us to sit down and relax before taking off. Even it's a waiting point to wait for some people. So it becomes a center where you meet with friends. So, but it's unfortunate that place has been become a death zone. So, I don't know. It's scary now for even some of us. If you go to Pangshin to say you do, you'll stop over there. But once it is your time, there is no way they cannot meet you. If the idiots are after you, even if they are after you. But unfortunately, with this incident that happened, I learned that they came to kidnap the owner of the shop, but at the end,
he was also shot.
But he died on the way when they took him over. He died on the way, but it was as a result of overbleeding. So they abandoned him there and then ran away. So what have they achieved? If we are there to kidnap him, what have they achieved now? They ended up causing more problems to some families by killing their breadwinners. That is very unfortunate as inhuman. I never knew whether those people will have the conscience to sleep. So, but they might be God exposed them. Like what you say, it is long overdue for us as a country. It's very long overdue for us to have state police. It's long overdue. What we are practicing in this country is a borrowed tradition. So to say, democracy. We borrow it from America, from our colonial masters. And when you look at their countries, they are doing very well in terms of security. They have advanced more than what we are. Today, Nigeria is about how many years from independence? But we are still stagnant in one place like river that doesn't flow. When you come to security, we're very poor. Even Kenya, Ghana, they are far ahead of us in terms of security. So what is wrong? So states must devise means of protecting their own people. So when you have to devise means of protecting your people, you'll be thinking of the option of state police. Just like in America, each state has its own sheriff. So that is how it's supposed to be. So the federal police will be overall, you know, rallying point, the shield, but states will be giving them information, and that is how security will be very impactful. And that's how you will get things done in all states. They will be part of all localities. You turn all your vigilantes to security, state police, they will give you results. for security to function, you must have a very effective intelligence. So without intelligence, whatever you do, you're wasting your time. So, and that is what our security are lacking in this country, intelligence. Look at what is happening in America. Drone, only they will just send drone from how many miles, how many kilometers, go straight to the target. Can we in this country afford to do that? We have taken ethnicity, nepotism, have taken center of everything. More than how we can do, more than our constitutional provision. The constitution is very clear. And I think that is the need for people are calling for the review of our constitution. We need to review the constitution of this country. Where the lacunas are, let it be corrected. And let us move on as a country. Nigeria is called the giant of Africa. But are we really showing that in practical terms? So certainly things must be done. Our leaders must have to think outside the box. It should not be business as usual. And I can attest, you can see that the body language of our governor is trying to think, he's thinking outside the box. Things must be. You must have to devise means of safeguarding your people first. And that is the most priority. That is the first priority of a leader. Safeguard the lives and property of your people. And that is the primary responsibility of every government. Then provide development, the necessary social amenities to them. Our people, Nigerians, doesn't need more. They are not praying for more, much. Once you can give them access road, good social amenity, good hospitals, good schools, they will be okay. But in this case, no social road, no provision of that social amenity, no provision of accessible roads. And somebody will come and tell you that I was a governor for 8 years without providing those things for the past 8 years. I think that person should be stunned when he is walking on the streets. You are not worthy to be called a former governor. If after 8 years you fail to protect your people, you fail to provide simple social amenities for your people, you are not worthy to be even called a former governor. So. But I can assure you that His Excellency Barrister Kale Mofang is making our work easy. He is making our work easier per day, per every day. What is it? Because we will not lie. If you are coming to campaign, you will tell the people, you will see it. This is what the governor has done. And people will see it practically. And that is the essence of governance. Provision of access road, it is there. Provision of schools, social amenities, schools, hospital, is there, they have seen it. Provision of other agricultural equipments to ease the famine. Those who are into agrarian, I know most of our people are into agrarian.
True.
So, once those things are monetized for them, people will be very happy. And His Excellency has set up a foundation to achieve that. And I can assure you that people will be happy at the end of the day. His body language is very clear. And he's ready for development. And we're just urging our people to give him the necessary support. That is what he needs, prayers, and to rally around and support him. Definitely people will see it on ground. And then they have started seeing it. Go through the state's capital, you will see. Charity begins at home. If their capital city is not well modernized, well constructed, then that means the outskirts of the state will be worse than what you think. But once he's done here, all the major roads that links our local governments and other senior or other big villages will be linked as well. We'll have access road as well. These are the only things our people need. And I can assure you that this administration will give them exactly that.
All right, well, let's open the phone lines in case you're just tuning in. We've been having a chat with the special advisor to Governor Kale Mofang on inter-party relations, and he's also the State Publicity Secretary of the People's Democratic Party, Honorable John accounts, KSM. You can join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 081-2187-7777 or call 0905566699. Turn down the volume of your radio before you call, or you turn it off completely.
On Facebook, you can drop your comments at JFM Live. On X, we're at JFM Jaws as well. Drop your comments there, we'll be taking them.
So this is a tribute show in honor of the late State Publicity Secretary of the All Progressives Congress, Honorable Silvanus Namwang, who was gruesomely murdered by gunmen in Pangshin Central Plateau over the weekend. It's a show dedicated to honor him for all of the, opposition. And of course, he was once in the ruling party in the last administration, and they made the political conversation very robust and rich and diverse, filled with, vibrant and reasonable ideas. Let's take the first call. Hello, good evening. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for calling. Yeah, tell us your name and join the conversation, please. Yeah, we're listening. Go ahead, sir.
My name is Philip from Malaysia.
Thank you, Philip, for calling. Please go ahead. We're listening to you.
All right. I haven't had all the conversations. And the guests in the house, I don't have to give them all the children.
Okay.
So what is happening in our community now? I mean, if none of us is up to understand that it's not like this.
Well, we can't make out your words. What are you saying? Please call back when you get a chance to do so. We'd love to hear from you. 081-2187-7777 or you call 090-55-66-6699. Hello? 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 Okay. I don't know what's going on. 081-2187-7777 or you call 090-55-66-6699. Turn down the volume of your radio. I always say that because that is very important. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Good evening, Bonsas, Gilbert, and the Abu guest in the studio.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
I'm Musa Aike Kalu calling you from Bosch Park.
Well, listening. Thanks for calling.
You see, the guest has said it all. Whether we like it or not, it's unfortunate in Nigerians, those who have nothing to offer in leadership are occupying leadership seats. We're talking about insecurity. How do we get here about kidnapping? How do we get here about banditry? You see, the guest has said it all. Ethnicity and geographical location. These are issues that all Nigerians should come and sit down together and start asking ourselves, do we really want to build a nation that me and you have to be proud of? If me and you were talking about kidnapping, when the Southeast were shouting about kidnapping, that is when it started. All Nigerians ignored, based on geographical location, saying it's an Igbo man affairs. It's a money monger. Today, tell me any geographical location in Nigeria that kidnapping has not rampant. Gold rock and everything. That is why any warning sign, if we make illegality become a business venture, we are. What is happening now on ground about this issue of hunger? You see, they are creating another albatross. These are warning signs for them to take up and solve this situation once and for all. If not so, it's getting back to them. Whether we like it or not, we must come and.
Oh, sorry. Please call back when you get a chance. We lost connection there, and he was making a very important point, Gilbert, about, we all know the bane, problem, Yeah. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you very much. My name is Eddie Kumbar. I'm calling from Kitchen and Kijongshok.
We're listening. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'll comment your guest. You have spoken very, very well. And actually, I want to send my condolence to the family of the chief of APC that was demised. it is very, very unfortunate issue. You see, when we look at the issue of insecurity, we are talking about a lot of issues to look at it, because we have a lot of issues to discuss when it comes to insecurity of classmates. A very high man like that cannot attend a burial, and he was shot by unknown gunmen, and there is no any threat or any arrest on it. So it is very, very unfortunate, but there is some people that are politicizing or making the issue of security very, very politicizing the issue. So that's one thing that we have to look at, too, because this insecurity is affecting everybody. So the government have to, especially the governor, have to be up and doing to make sure that they secure their state. We have all said that the governors have started, like Katsina State, and in the east, we have Omekukun and other state security level system, which is helping securing the security. You see, we have the governor have to do, and the people have to support the governor. As your guest said, the issue of intelligence gathering in our security is very, very poor. The government has to deploy all this in our locality, and that intelligence is just the people from that same locality that can always observe a new thing in their community, and they can alert the government. But you see, the federal government cannot able to respond to that kind of things that is happening. So the government has to do the needful to make sure that the issue of security is done, and the efficiency that the historic. Thank you.
Well, the good news is that both lines are up and running, so you can call 081-21-877-777 and the 090-55-66-6699. Hello, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hello, good evening, Fonsac and Gilbert,
yeah,
and the guests in the studio.
Good evening.
Thank you for calling.
This is El Kassim calling from Petito Market.
We're listening. Thanks for calling.
First of all, I would like to sympathize with the entire Platoonian and also the family of the, I don't even know, is it the demise or the gone down personality, because it's very sad that this is happening in our family. What we used to see in some countries that have high level of criminality, like the Latin America and so on, not even to bring it down to Nigerians that got some part that practice it for some time back. But today, it has been the reign of the day. It's so sad. And I want to commend the man in the studio. He spoke well.
Thank you.
Sharing his grief, not minding that, okay, he's from a particular party or what have you. And he even established how friendly they were, which should be a lesson for the people of Plateau State, that partisan should not be what dictates our togetherness. We must see Plateau as first. We must see the development and what are the goals and objectives that are before us. So we want to employ the security, as you mentioned earlier, that the threats were being mentioned to them during his life. So they should use it as a yardstick to go through those that were seen to be suspect, to be able to see that if they would trace it down to the person that gone him down. It's unfortunate. And it's not acceptable. And this is what is happening, not just in Plateau State. It has to be expanded across the nation, because nowhere is safe. You cannot just live in Plateau. There are assignments that could take you outside. So it has to be curtailed across the nation. And we hope the government are listening. Feeding is even becoming more difficult, not to be worried of staying in one place. So we need to survive, and we equally need to feed. And I want to appreciate that APC, what is his name, youth leader, that mentioned that the governors should not be given, but rather having a task force that will monitor it so as it will reach down to the needy. I hope the government are listening and they will do the needful with the sincerity of prophets. God bless Plateau State.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a nice day.
Likewise, God bless you too. Gilbert, please take us through social media.
On X, let's start with X. Thomas Neary says, I will be listening to the program live today. All right, hopefully you're doing that. Ayina Bature says, sorry about the loss. May God rest his soul. And Ponsaka and Gilbert, can you please help us remind INEC to pay the ad hoc workers their pay? This is the third week since the by-election. Thank you. Kumben Bishtu says, this is so unfortunate. It should be condemned by all. This act is too alien to us in this part of the country. And Nosnyangu Gong John says, seriously, for the fact he is a politician, we will definitely tie it to an opposition. Information has it that he has already reported to police after receiving... Okay. Dimas Bala says, drones and surveillance is the answer in fighting insecurity of the 21st century. And Dimas Bala continues, thus, really unfortunate that Plateau is mourning the death of the APC chieftain, whose voice is vocal and well-known in Plateau State. May his soul find rest until intelligence is employed as well as surveillance, for monitoring insecurity will persist in the country. On Facebook, Samuel Sam says these issues keep getting worse by the day. I am, however, sad that the media is happy to magnify the incident. When the elites are involved, the masses are dying by the day due to poor level of security in the country. The Nigerian system is failing every single day. Excuse me. The Nigerian system is failing by the day, and until the system is corrected, we might not have a nation to call ours. May the soul of Mr. Silvanus Namang find rest. Amen. Albert Dagza says the bad state of our economy is the very reason for the insecurity in not just Plateau State, but the country as a whole. The federal government needs to fix the economy of the country and let the common man be able to afford the cost of living. People are suffering. Kelkuka Gon says, it's a sad news for the state about the gentleman. The youth leader has spoken. The palliatives should not be given through the governors. They are taking it for their personal use. Ishaku Lino says, it's unfortunate that we have found ourselves in a country where government has failed in its responsibility of protecting the life and property of citizens. The present administration has to do better in terms of policies that have direct effects on the basic lives of the poor masses. Donzi says, insecurity poses a significant threat to Plateau State's stability and development as a state. To safeguard its sovereignty and ensure the safety of its citizens, the Plateau State government must take decisive action through various security agencies to address this pressing issue. May his soul find rest in peace. All right. Dimas Bala says, really unfortunate that Plateau State is mourning the death of the APC chieftain, whose voice is vocal and well-known in Plateau State. And Clement D. Basil says, killing and hunger in the nation is getting out of hand. May the Lord heal our land. Amen. And Comrade Zimfa Demfa Power says, in this country, the state of insecurity in this country is nothing but very worrisome, and the government of the day are quiet about one Nigerian lives matter, irrespective of the party or religious affiliation. We condemn it in totality. And Super Stra says, you always make my day happy in terms of politics. Unfortunate that Plateau is mourning the death of the APC chieftain. May his soul rest in peace with the Lord. Once again, I love your program. Keep it up. Thank you. Julius Achigak says, the security agents on the Plateau and Nigeria at large are not doing very well. They need to improve in terms of modern security technologies in fighting insecurity in our country. May the soul of the deceased find rest with the Lord. God bless JFM and Plateau State. You're saying, Manari Skeps has this to say, the fight against insecurity must be holistic and devoid of partisan sentiment. It's a call to survival, and as always, we insist for a potential engagement to include the kinetic and non-kinetic approach to tackle the menace. Hapsin Manasseh says, I want to send my condolences to the family of late Silvanus Namang. May his soul rest in peace and give the family the fortitude to bear the loss. Stephen T. Arin says, you guys are doing a great job, but please, we in Jos East, We're calling for the Plateau State government from the past 8 years up till now. We have not seen anything about roads project. Especially for the road linking to local government area, Just East and Gwari, please, we in Just North are not enjoying the dividends of democracy. That's what you're saying. David Mark Sambu says the killing of the public secretary of the APC is highly condemnable. The government needs to come out with those with an initiative to fish out the perpetrators. And Ambassador Joachim Dung says, I pray God to grant eternal rest to Mr. Sylvanus Lamang, and I pray his killers seek for God's forgiveness. Charity Halley says, my deepest condolences to the late Sylvanus Lamang's family. And Omodan Matthew says, APC's renewed hardship will produce more criminality because the youth are unemployed, hungry and angry with the decay and hopeless situation. So sad, more troubles ahead because poverty and hunger can trigger ungodly killings and insecurity. And finally, Dapel Nandom says, I mourn the demise of this son of Plateau. Please, government should find the culprits.
Thank you, Gilbert. I think we can squeeze in one more phone call before we bring in the guest to give his final remark, and then we'll close the show for today. Hello, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Fanap and Gilbert Joseph.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, it's Desmond calling from Viking Lad.
We're listening.
Yes, nice one. Honestly, you see, the guest in the studio, he has said it all. And let me appreciate him for what he said in that studio there.
Thank you.
And also, commiserate with the family of Naman. It's quite unfortunate to lose a great man like Naman. And honestly, it's a sad note for us here on the plateau. And I also want to contribute due to the situation we find ourselves in this country called Nigeria. We are 63 years old. I think I see us as we kind of big for nothing, so to say. We are kind of big for nothing because if you look at the politics here in this country, it's quite difficult to predict. So now, tell me, I believe that the President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, he can change the narrative, except he decided not to change it. Before, during the Buhari era, if you look at the style of his leadership, I think Buhari is a phase one. Meanwhile, Bola Ahmed Tinubu is a phase two, plan B of the APC, which is not going well with us here in this country. Because if you look at the situation we are in now, if you remember the United Emirates list that were brought out during the Buhari era, honestly, if Tinubu wants to do the right thing, he has to revisit that list to quench this issue of insecurity. Even yesterday in my community here in Barking Ladi, yesterday I just finished eating. Someone called me that this is some movement that I should alert some other communities that they should be on alert. Before I pick my call to make call, I just hear rapid from my backyard, my brother. And so we just mobilize ourselves, go out to. So we chase these people out. We don't carry anything. We just shout, Holy Ghost fire. With a clap hand, they shout, Holy Ghost fire. Why they wrong? They killed two of our boys. We lost them yesterday.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So, I'm quite sad with the situation that we found ourselves in this country. It's not good. If Tinubu wants to do the right thing, he has to do the right thing, please.
Thank you. There's much we take. Please, Honorable Akans, give us your concluding remarks, and you've heard what
the people. Thank you. The callers have called, have contributed well to this program, and very unfortunate with the situation we found ourselves. Let me add it this way. I think on the issue of palliatives, there is somebody's view that it shouldn't be given to the governors. Well, that is your view, but of course I also want to let him know that it's not every governor that will not work in the interest of the people. Like our own, in this case, our governor has been up and doing, particularly in protecting the people, in giving palliatives to the people. So he is holding forth the office, he is holding forth for the people. And definitely what belongs to the people, he will give what belongs to them. it's not going to be like for the past, what happened in the past 8 years. This one is going to be different entirely. And you could see it clearly from the body language of His Excellency. He has distributed fertilizer across the electoral ward we have in the state, about 309 electoral wards we have in the state.
Yeah.
And fertilizer has been distributed in that line. So more are coming. You see what happened during the Christmas. People benefited from the Christmas rice. That is part of the palliative coming from the government. And we'll continue to do that. And that is what the government ought supposed to be. And governor supposed to be what? To take care of the welfare of his own citizens. And our governor is taking that priority very seriously. Mm. And the issue of roads in Just East, definitely the governor was soon embarked on capital projects. He has not started yet. What you are seeing within the town here being done under direct labor, which is part of the governor's vision to make sure to keep the Just clean. And he is doing that. Major projects will soon be embarked upon by His Excellency. He's preparing for that, and he will do that.
Thank you.
So continue to give him the support. What he needs now is political stability. And let's give the governor that stability, that support, that assurance that, yes, we are supporting him, we are with him. You will see more will come.
Thank you.
It's not going to be as business as usual, Ponsa.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Honorable John Akans. Once again, accept our deepest condolences and to the family and everybody mourning the untimely demise of the late Honorable Naaman. Gilbert, your final word.
Please stay vigilant. Very important.
Absolutely.
Raise the alarm whenever necessary.
See something, say something. My name is Ponsa Akfan Abdul. Have a good evening. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.